So the second parak in Shir HaShirim begins, Ani Chavatzeles HaShoroin Shoshanas HaAmoki. So Rashi explains that what it refers to is a very beautiful type of a rose. Shoshanas HaAmokim are nicer than the Shoshana from the mountains because of the fact that the sun doesn't, it's shielded from the sun, maybe they get more watering, and it's a better type. So Klal Yisrael is compared to this beautiful type of a rose. And it's Shoshana ben HaChoychim, Kein Rayosi ben HaBonois. Shoshana is found, the rose is found amidst all the thorns, so too the Klal Yisrael exists, and the Rashi explains, Shemenakvin oiso v'tomid hi oimedes benoyo v'admimusa. The thorns are always making holes in the rose, because she's surrounded by thorns, because roses have thorns, but yet she always remains beautiful. Same thing, we're surrounded by the umayso oilam, and yet we remain in our beauty. So there's an interesting sipuno over here. Maybe not all of you have the sipuno, but it's okay, I'll read it. Ani chavatzelas hashorin. So the sipuno says, Ani hahamoy. This is talking about the hamoynam. Now, I don't know what he means, the hamoynam. I assume what he means is, as opposed to the entirety of Klal Yisrael. In other words, the higher echelons, the leaders, the gedolim, Talmidei Chachomim may not be included in this. They may be above some of this. But this is even just the Hamonam, even those, the more common folk. That's what Hamonam. Chavatzelas HaShoroin. So his opponent says, Nosenes Reach Toiv B'Kiyum Ktsas Mitzvos. The Hamonam says, we give forth a good fragrance with the observance of Ktsas Mitzvahs. In other words, Klal Yisrael in the Golus is not necessarily in the Matzav where they're fully observant. The Hamoyin is not. Maybe the Tzadikim in every generation. But the Hamoyin has fallen. We speak Lashon Hora, we do this, we do that. You know, in the Golus, Klal Yisrael is not on its most perfect behavior. So the Hamoyin says, but we're still... we still give forth a reach toiv, like a rose, with the kiyum ktsas mitzvahs, which I think is very indicative of something else. Sometimes you would think that a person who doesn't do all the mitzvahs, so what's it worth what you do? You don't do everything, come on. There's a Torah, there's Tariq mitzvahs, and Rebbeinu Shlomo tells you what you have to do. So you don't do it, you pick and choose?
Is that all?
What?
Not all or nothing.
No, but that's the point. But no, but it's not only is it not all or nothing. But I would say, but the few mitzvahs that you do, it's a reach toif. I would say it's a reach ra. Who are you fooling? What are you crazy? This you do and this you don't do? No. When Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah, even though they've drifted, and they may be pyrrhic oil, and they may be in the Golus, and they did Siras Chimen, Loshen Hora in the first place, Hamikdash and Chveis, they did Gila Arayas, and Shvichas Domim, Avidu Zora. But when a Jew does a mitzvah, there's a Reach Toiv that comes from it. In other words, the beauty is the Jewish neshoma. It does nothing. I'm not religious. I don't believe in anything. I'm not observant. I don't do anything. The Hamoyinam says, Miktsas mitzvahs. But when a Jew does a mitzvah, even when it seems, I would say, because this is a nevuah also. This is not stam. This is a nevuah. There's not one particular Jew talking here. Shlomo HaMelech is talking about the Klal Yisrael and the Golus. So you should know, when a Jew does a mitzvah, it accesses the depths of the Yiddish neshama that sincerely wants to connect with Hashem, despite the fact that this guy is an avowed, atheist. Maybe that too. Or he's, I don't do this. I don't care. I'm not a Shomer Shabbos. I'm not this. I eat treif. I do tzedakah, yeah. I give tzedakah. So I say, okay, I give tzedakah. He wants a mechveis, maybe just in case, hey, in case there's anybody up there, I want to have a little, It comes. It has a reach, like the Shoshana. It, ha- says. So in other words, that's the Jew. Okay, that's one step. Let's go weiter. So then he says, Shoshana su amokim hagdelo bein hachoichim. Shoshana su amokim is the roses of the valley of the emek. Emek is a valley. So it says it's growing up between the thorns. Kain ani dovko becho afilu b'shas gzeirois ha'umois. I am dovuk b'Hashem, even in the time when the umois make gzeirois out, they're out to kill me, they're out to this, they're out to convert me. Ulechol eile yelech no ulechol eile yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu. And all of this, we ask that Hashem should walk in our midst. Look at the Klal Yisrael. Here you have a Klal Yisrael. Let's look at Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs. Now, Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs is a very offensive term. You know, I remember when I came to California, I thought I discovered a tremendous event. I called it total commitment. And I leveraged the little bit of Mitzvahs that people were doing, the kids were doing in high school. I said, ooh, you're doing this. If you do this, why aren't you doing this? 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 Because it's all the same Torah, it's all the same source. So what are you, hypocrite, right? This you do and this you don't do. So I leveraged people up, and I thought I was a hero. Then one day I discovered that there's a danger in that approach. You know what the danger is? Well, one particular guy who I leveraged to the heavens, Kimat, he had a mikshol. Taiva took hold of him, and then, oh, total commitment in reverse. The whole thing went. Because it was built on all or nothing. That's not Klal Yisrael. That's a mistake. I mean, it could be, it's a strategy to move people ahead. Hey, you're doing this, so why not that, why not that? But you got to be very careful. Because the truth of the matter is that Klal Yisrael has the capacity to be doing mixas mitzvahs and to be mixes like almost it could be b'shita too. I don't do those things. I'm not Shema Shabbos. I put on tefillin. I say Shema. I make Kiddush Friday night. You know, there are people like that. They make Kiddush Friday night. They make something. You know, whatever. I don't go to work Shabbos. That's why I don't. I'm a chalosh. I don't. So we shouldn't be mezalzel because that he says is sheishana so amokim. It's what's the words he used? Nosenes reach toiv bekiyum ktsas mitzvus. There's a beautiful fragrance that comes out even of my kiyum ktsas mitzvus, because a beautiful fragrance means I do it from my heart. Otherwise, there's no beautiful fragrance. It's real. It's sincere. And even though I'm amongst the nations, he says, Shoshana Samokim, Hagdoila Bein Hachochim, I'm growing up between the thorns. That's where the roses are. Kain ani dovko b'cho afilu b'shas gzeiros uvos. That Klal Yisrael, who's all the hamoinam, who's only doing miktsas mitzvahs, yeah, those miktsas mitzvahs are so real that b'shas the gzeira, what happens? Ani dovko b'cho, I'm dovok b'Hashem. I refused it. What do you mean you refused it? You gave up half the Shem before the gzeira. You were doing, you were mechal Shabbos, you were this, you were that, so you kept a few mitzvahs. So, because I'm not going to give it up. Because those mitzvahs represent my connection to Hashem. That even though the Yetzer Hara or the rationalization or the this or the pressures or whatever it may be have gotten me to compromise so much, but what's there is core, is real, to the extent not only that we consider it comes out with a reach toiv, but to the extent that when the Ummah is trying to get it out of me, I'm dovik b'Hashem. In other words, I'm not shemir kol ha-mitzvahs. Imagine that. Dveikus b'Hashem is the tachlis of all the mitzvahs. And here the Sepurnu learns that the Jew can be only keeping mitzvahs mitzvahs. And when the goyim try to get us, dissuade us away, we say, no, I'm dovuk b'Hashem. Because I'm dovuk through those mitzvahs.
Dovuk is really
dovuk is what? Dovuk is like glue. I'm connected. I'm dovuk. Dveikus is like, what's the English word for dveikus?
Clinging.
What? Clinging. Like I'm clinging to Hashem. We're connected like this. But Ad Kedekach says, and then he says, Ulechol eile, yelech no Hashem bikir beinu. We ask Hashem, please Hashem, come, be in our midst, walk with us. I want Hashem. I want that. It's so beautiful what a Jew is. If people would only realize that today. They look at it, ush, shaggits, 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 shaggits. He does some mitzvahs, but he does them with a reach toy, with such sincerity, that when there's pressure to from the umois with the choichim, the thorns are trying to poke holes in him, he remains dovuk b'Hashem through those mitzvahs. He won't give up. He's not. He's going to fight to the end, even though he's not, you know. Somebody once told me he was a Holocaust survivor. And he was in Los Angeles. He wasn't Shomer Shabbos, but used to go to Friday night when he'd go to Yerushalayim. He would go to a tish from a certain rebbe. His wife asked him, "Uncle, bist nicht kein Shomer Shabbos? Was ist der Scheiches mit dem Rebbe?" What do you go to the Rebbe? You know, you're not even a Shomer Shabbos, you go to the Rebbe's dish. So he says that certain Rebbe in Los Angeles told him that even when the Yiddishkeit leaves, the Chassidus remains in the bones. So, I don't know if it's the Chassidus, but whatever remains in the bones. It's real. It's not to be taken lightly. Whatever remains of this Jew remains in the bones, in the kishkis, to the extent that when someone will try to tell him, the umos will try to start up with him, he'll say, "Ani dovuk b'Hashem." Through whatever remained, I remain dovuk b'Hashem. It's a beautiful concept. And I ask Hashem, "Yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu." Okay. Meshiv hokel yisboch. Now, Hashem answers this Klal Yisroel. We're asking Hashem, please, you know, and I guess Meshiv means that the Klal Yisroel was saying, "Ani chavatzel sashon." Klal Yisroel is talking to Hashem. So he's saying, listen, Hashem, I want you to know, look where I am. I'm good. This the Reach Toiv is coming through me, and I'm with you. And even though I'm only doing mixas mitzvahs, but they're real. Those mixas mitzvahs that I do are real. And I'm telling Hashem, and Yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu. And I'm telling you, Hashem, if the umos will start to attack me, I will remain dovuk in you, even though I'm not doing all the mitzvahs. And then I say, Yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu. So Hashem answers, Kishoshana ben achoichim, She'eino gedelo elav b'toichom, Ken rayosi ben abonois. He says, Bein umois ha'umois ha'metzores lo. Ki titein eze revach, v'ze ki lo, I can't see, anyway, it says like this. Hashem says, I look at you. You're a rose. Hashem admits. Hashem says, yes, you are a rose, and you have this beautiful reach, and you're growing up between all the thorns. That's all true, yeah? So then he says, Kein Rayosi Ben Habona, so is my beloved amongst the nations, Bein Hu Umais Hamid Sori, so amongst the nations that cause that tzar, Ki Titein Eze Revach, that's right. Hashem says like this. You're asking me, Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. Aha, now I got it. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. We asked Klal Yisrael, who still has this Dveikus Hashem inside, even though they're not doing all the mitzvahs, and Ad Kedei Kach that they're ready, so when the Goyim stand up and want to convert them and want to do something, they stand firm with the Dveikus Hashem, and they ask, Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. So Hashem says, yes, you're amongst the nations. You have these thorns that you're going up with. He says, and the problem is, I should now, and you're asking Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. When we say Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu, what are we asking for? Get rid of the umos. Let us have Eretz Yisrael. Let us live a normal life. Let them not be causing us tzar. Why should they be stabbing us all the time? Why should they be hurting us all the time? Why should they be attacking us all the time? Give us, bring the gehula. Let us have life. Let us have this. So Hashem says, listen to what he answers. He says, Ki titein eze revach, if I will give, titein, I'm not sure the lashon here, but if eze revach will be given, you'll be given a little bit of space, you'll be given a little bit of, what's the word, respite. You'll be given a little respite from your suffering amongst the umays. Why won't I do that? You're not going to turn to me in any other way. ki omru yehi bitzora Hashem bitzora pikoducha. Hashem in Soros, we remember you. In other words, a very beautiful thing. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you're asking me to get rid of the Umos. You're asking me to get rid of the Tsar. You're asking me, and Klal Yisrael says, listen, we're not perfect. We really don't do all the mitzvahs. But those things that we do, a reach tov is coming like shoshanim, because we do it sincerely. And when the goyim attack us, we sincerely remain dovuk b'Hashem. We won't give in to them. We won't bow to their attacks, and we'll remain firm, even though we're not completely religious. But what we have is real. And we ask Hashem, Yelech b'kirbeinu. We're asking Hashem now, look in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. Hashem, walk the streets and get rid of all these animals. That's it. So Hashem says, you know why not? You're Bein HaChoichim and Bein the Umois, but if I will give you respite, if I will give you Revach, you're not going to turn to me. Ki Hashem Bitzar Pikducha. Hashem Bitzar Pikducha. Hashem, with Tzar, we remember you. In other words, Shai thinks, when Klal Yisrael is on the highest spiritual level, then they turn to Hashem. They're connected to Hashem. They're dovuk b'Hashem. Everything is fine. When we're only mitzvahs hamitzvahs are real. Whatever we do, a Jew, he can be, he's not a Shomer Shabbos, he's not this, but what he does is really, he gives that stokah, he puts on those tefillin, even there are people who put on tefillin, not Shomer Shabbos, he prays, he says Shema, he says Krishma Lamito, he says, whatever he does, he says, it's real, it stems from an Abbas Hashem. When the Goyim attack him, he remains Dovuk Hashem. So yes, Hashem, and that's chus, get rid of these Goyim, get rid of this pain, get rid of this suffering. Hashem says, no. Hashem says, that's the only way you're going to turn to me. In other words, when the Klal Yisrael is less than connected to Hashem fully, then they need the Yisurim. Because it's only the Yisurim that will connect us. So we ask, what do you mean? We're connected. Get rid of the Yisurim. Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. And he answers, unfortunately, that's the only way you remain connected. If you were shomer all of the mitzvahs, not miktsas mitzvahs, then that in itself would connect you. But your connection is tenuous. Yes, it's real, the connections that you have in the mitzvahs that you do, but the total connection is not firm. And the only way, but yet we say, when the umas attack us, we're both dovuk b'Hashem. That's right. It's that, look, and think about it, think about it. When there's tzoras, when there's, I mean, take even us, you know, in a sense, we could qualify for miktsas mitzvahs, you know, we do miktsas mitzvahs, I didn't mean it that way, we definitely qualify for miktsas mitzvahs, but maybe we qualify for only miktsas mitzvahs, you know, we pick and choose a little bit, you know, most of us still speak a little Lashon Hara, most of us still a little bit Torah, most of us still a little bit Mevatel, a little bit Tzibur, a little bit this, a little bit that, I mean, you know, we could probably find some of us at least, you know, we could probably find some chesroinus, you know, I don't want to offend everybody, but some of us could, you know. We say to Hashem, but what we have is real. And it's true. What we have is real. What we do with a passion. And therefore we ask Hashem, Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. Hashem says, you know, that's not a real Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. That's not a real dveikus. The only dveikus that you have is when the goyim are sticking you with their thorns. Then you say, Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. Then you feel that. But if I were to remove the thorns, you would hardly think about it. And it's so true. When things are going good, we tell Hashem, never mind, I got it under control. When there's tzores, that's when I turn to him and Hashem. And we unfortunately need that. The answer to that is when we elevate ourselves to such a level of shmiras hamitzvahs that we're total and complete with everything, that every ounce of our being, every moment of our lives is full of dveikus b'Hashem, at that moment, then Daka, we're ready for the tzoras to go away. So it's all connected. The tzoras are not. You see, Chazal b'chlal, Sipur here certainly, Shleim HaMelech. It's not viewing the tzoras as punishment. Hey, you're doing mitzvahs and mitzvahs. For the ones you're not doing, you got to get punished. Chal Yisrael says, what we're doing is good. And the emes is, you should remove the enemy for what we're doing. We're doing, one mitzvah is enough of a schus. Yesh kreinoi loma b'shoa achas. I did one mitzvah with Shleimus Alev. There's nothing like it. In fact, as the Rambam says in the Pirush on Mishnayis, and Hashem Chofetz Laman Tzidkoi, that really a person could achieve Shleimus with one mitzvah. Hashem gave many mitzvahs in order to give us more opportunities to get Shleimus. Some people excel in one thing, some in another thing. It's easier for him this, it's easier for him that. Really, one mitzvah. I have one mitzvah. Could have reached the ultimate Shleimus just by keeping that mitzvah. It's also hard if you have only one mitzvah to mess up. That's the only one. Well, if I have others, I have other opportunities. So he says, we have what we say. Yelech Hashem mikirbeinu, we are worthy. We have a reach toiv that comes out of our mitzvahs, even if we're not doing everything. All that's true. And Hashem only answers one thing: no, you guys are bad. You got to be punished. No, we're good. But the goodness is brought out through the punishment. And you unfortunately only remember Hashem because of your difficult matzah. Who doesn't remember Hashem only because of his difficult matzah? That's the person who's not doing miktsas mitzvahs, but he's dovuk b'Hashem in everything. When the dveikus b'Hashem permeates and pervades our entire existence, then that's a different kind of a dveikus. Then that's a dveikus that doesn't need any reminders. So here we have a whole philosophy of Yesurim, that Klal Yisrael suffers are just reminders, are just focuses, are just to Hashem b'tzar, pokducha, I think it is. Hashem in pain, that's when we remember you. We only remember you in pain. Now, what does it mean, remember? Of course I remember. You ask me, there's God on the dollar bill. It says, God we trust, or whatever it says, and I don't know. Yeah, that's not what remembering means. Remembering means remembering. Is he part of my life? Do I realize everything that happens? If somebody gives me something, do I realize this from Hashem? I saw the other day in the Orchos Tzadikim, he has a thing there in Shara Simcha, I think it is, where he talks about seven things that will assure the focusing of a true bitochen, and I think the second or the third thing he says there is that everything that we get from our mother, from our father, from our friends, from our this or this, it's all really from Hashem. All the chasodim that anyone does. He doesn't talk about the chesed Hashem. That's poshut. But he talks to the realization. Why? Because when we get things from people, so we fool ourselves to think that, you're giving me, you're doing, you're this, you're that. Everything, you have to look. If a person realizes that everything he does is all Hashem, and he's connected 24/7 in every movement, in every motion, in every aspect of his life, that's a different story. Such a person is truly dovuk b'Hashem. He doesn't need any yisurim. Yisurim are needed only for those who need reminders. That's what Hashem says. So he says, I can't stop the Yisurim calls, man, you're doing mitzvahs, mitzvahs, because you need reminders. Okay, let's leave it at that. Okay.